1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Tropical Storm Debbie now has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida. Coastal flooding and possible evacuations are expected on Florida's Gulf Coast. Tampa Fire Chief Barbara Tripp urges preparation.
This storm could develop and turn into a hurricane, so we should always prepare, make sure they have their kit prepared with a lot of important documents that they can take with them. If they have generators that, in case if they lose power, they need to make sure they follow the instructions.
Campaigning in Atlanta yesterday, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump took swings at Democrats and some of Georgia's top Republicans.
In a 90-minute speech, Trump blasted what he called the disloyalty of some Georgia Republicans, including Governor Kemp.
Kemp is very bad for the Republican Party.
Trump also going after Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger.
They don't want the vote, to be honest. In my opinion, they want us to lose. That's actually my opinion, and we can't let that happen.
Many GOP state lawmakers coming to Kemp's defense. House Speaker John Burns calling Kemp a proven leader and consistent conservative. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Trump says he's pulling out of a scheduled September debate on ABC and wants to face off against Vice President Harris on Fox News instead. The Harris campaign says he's running scared and wants Fox News to bail him out. Iran's Revolutionary Guard continues to call for retaliation against Israel for the assassination of Hamas's top political leader. CBS News correspondent Deborah Pata is watching the tensions rise from Jerusalem.
The experts here fear an Iranian attack could include its proxies and be far harsher than the strike in April, when the U.S. and its allies helped dull nearly all of the more than 300 missiles and drones fired at Israel.
Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike has killed four people in a tent camp for displaced people inside of a hospital complex in central Gaza. It's mid-morning in Paris, with another day of Summer Olympics activity gearing up.
American gymnast Suni Lee will be back at Bercy Arena later today after taking the bronze in the all-around, competing in the uneven bars final. It's the only event final in which Simone Biles did not qualify. 14 sports will hand out medals today, including track and field, where there are three finals, the men's hammer throw and 100-meter dash and women's high jump. Men's golf will finish up with round four. And in the pool, four finals will be held, including the women's 50-meter freestyle. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Yeah.
All right. Much like this radio show. It's called Autopilot. It is breaking still. My good friends here from Southern Ontario. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. It is the weekend, my friend, right here on MaxSync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. We got local music from someplace else for you, Wisconsin. All right. On the program today, Suicide Star. Last weekend, I hosted an event out in Port Coburn. If you've never been to Port Coburn, it's a nice, very nice place. Right on Lake Erie. And Suicide Star played. Their latest single is called 21 Guns. That is on the way. Angelica Appelman stopped by a couple of weeks ago to talk about her single Ringtone. We're going to play that for you today. And Brooklyn Blackmore is going to feature a song, brand new song called Lipstick Stains. It's coming your way this hour right here on Indy 45. First, though, my friend Kyle Walkup is on the way. Maybe he'll walk up to you, Wisconsin, and say hello, but probably not. He is from Southern Ontario. But I see Lyric Doobie, my good friend. He was out in Ottawa. I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, but he was out in Ottawa at the Blues Fest. I believe he was opening for Nickelback. And here, this is just a rumor. It may not be true. But Jimmy Kay apparently is a huge fan of Nickelback. So if you have any Nickelback memorabilia lying around, if you have anything you want to send Jimmy Kay that says Nickelback, he would love you for that. Indy 45, this is MaxSync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Back in my you promised to never let you go. How I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
Song is called Venus from Kyle Walkup, Indy 45, Maxinc Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. But this artist coming up is not from Ontario. She's from Canada. She is from Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place. Her name is Brooklyn Blackmore. And for a number of years, I hosted country radio here in Canada. I've interviewed Brooklyn a few times, but she has now collaborated with the great Aaron Goodvin here in Canada, along with Brent Baxter. They wrote the song, and it was co-produced by Grammy-nominated Nashville producer Matt McClure and Aaron Goodvin, who is a great producer in his own right. The song is called Lipstick Stains. I'm featuring it today, Brooklyn Blackmore, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
My house is packed with a bunch of girls. Bluetooth Beyonce and run the world. It's Friday night, no boys allowed. Getting all dolled up, it's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow in with the blow out like a hurricane. Ain't no doubt, ain't passing around our numbers or our names. Gonna break some decks and break some hearts, paint the town red, disappear in the dark. The only trace we're leaving behind are lipstick stains on glasses of wine. Lipstick stains on glasses of wine. Don't worry, honey, coming home to you. But don't wait up, this last call's at two. We'll be right back.
so hung up on hearing your voice. I hated being alone. Yeah, I used to pick up, I used to get stuck in the want you backs. But I put in the work, I'm putting me first and you in the past. And I hit it, ignore, doing me more, buzzing off this goodbye feeling, telling you no, saying hello to the me that you were stealing. I couldn't care at all if I missed your call. I'm better off alone, dancing to your ringtone. You said goodbye, thought you could find some greener grass.
Angelica Appleman and Ringtone, Indy 45. It is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is the weekend. And last weekend, I hosted a great event at a place called Whiskey and Walleye. Clearly, it's on the water. In a great place called Port Coburn, Ontario, Canada, about 20 minutes-ish from the studio that I'm broadcasting in right now. And my good friend, Suicide Star, we're opening the show for a band called Svengali, a great rock band from Canada. And before they were Suicide Star, a few of the members of the band were in a band called Step Echo. And on Max Inc. Radio years ago, the great Phoenix Camara used to play a lot of Step Echo. So we're actually going to play a Step Echo song coming up. They redid the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paolas. We're going to get to that after some Suicide Star. 21 Guns, rocking it up right now on Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Take it if I can ride for free. Yeah.
local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm different.
Yeah. used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. I used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. To write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away and take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Time filling up my head. Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
I was just a kid. That was a long time ago. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. That is my good friend, Evan Rotella. And I hope you caught the show last weekend because Evan Rotella stopped by to tell us about his brand new album, Happy to Be Here, where you can find that song. And also about his great band that includes the great Mark Rogers on drums from LMT Connection. He also produced the album as well. Coming up, I've got the J. Diem Band. They have just put out some new music. We're going to get to a song they put out a little while ago, but maybe we'll get some new music if Jay would just send it to me. And kind of some TMZ news from Rose Cora Perry. What's going on there? The latest, The Cure is on the way. Right now, a good friend of mine, his name's Adam Bears, and he's a singer-songwriter, and we have a mutual friend. His name was Sean Spensley, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Adam has been kind enough to help produce a couple of songs that I was working on, along with Randy Bishop, Bobby R. Rock, and Sean at the time of his passing. And Adam is going to bring them to light this August, so I'm super excited for that. NT1078, Below the Surface, Industry 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Radio Network.
What it was, two good friends might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night, girl, I could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night. Don't know what he was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
I tell you about last night, I just don't remember. Marshall Dane, get a lot of requests for Marshall Dane on this show. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. He is from St. Catharines, Ontario. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher now broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. Jay Diem is on the way from Welland, Ontario. And big news, Rose Cora Perry sent me a message. Her and Tyler, her drummer, had been dating forever, and they broke up. Oh, no. That's never good. Love and rock and roll never works out. Maybe there is a cure. I don't know. Rose Cora Perry, The Truth Untold. The song is called The Cure. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Yeah. troubles far behind. Drove past the seat and in the sand. I don't know what brought me back this time. Searching for a place to feel my head. Life is short, so give it all you got in time. Life be on its road again. Time is short, so give it all you got in time. Life be on this someday. I went across the interstate. I didn't know about the day. Climbing to your arms and out again. So I didn't know which way to go. I ended up back in Mexico. Looking for
Life is Short, my friend, JD and Band from Welland, Ontario, Industry 45, right here on Max Sync, along Civic Media Radio Network, Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Hope you'll check out my website as we wrap up the show, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. That's N-E-A-L. Serena Prime did me a solid a couple of weeks ago. She put together a band called American Ninja. She is one of the best we have here in Southern Ontario. And boy, did she light it up at Welland Flow Fest. People just loved her, and she put an album out many years ago, Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. My good friend Alan Colavecchia on drums. We end with Turn a Blind Eye, Industry 45. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I can, I'm so tired of this.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple thoughts about cryptocurrency. And I'm going to say right up front that I am married to a man who has a little bit of cryptocurrency, so I know there are some smart and very handsome folks in that space, and that money can be made in it. Now with that out of the way, I'm going to quote Michelle Singletary, who's the Washington Post money columnist, and she recently said, "Investing in crypto is highly speculative and inappropriate for most everyday investors." I think she nailed it for those of us who don't work in the money trading business. People who got in early, at least some of them, have done okay. And even when you hear about record highs for Bitcoin or Ether, just know that there are plenty more epic plummets that might not be making your feed. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.